Hi guys, I'm going to talk about money. If you want to understand money, just hold on for me, and we are gonna talk about it. Because I think that the whole concept of money is flawed. I think that the whole concept of money is a scam. Like, we are being scammed. The entire world is being scammed, and I'll explain why I'm saying that. Right. So, what is money? So basically, money is a representation of value. So when a group of people come together and then they say, maybe this coin is worth something, you can trade this thing with a particular thing, then this becomes money, right? Tomorrow the government can come and then say, this is now new money because we are now associating all value to this particular piece of paper, right? That's money for you. Now, how is this money created? Right, a group of people who just come together, like government and all that, and they just print money. And these are what we call banks. They are the ones that control the global economy with money. They circulate money around. Right. So, how was this being done in the past? So, in the past, if I had this book, and I wanted this scissors, right? I would just trade it with you, and the whole idea of, you know, trade and all that thing is done. So that was called barter trade, and that was what was happening way back. And a group of people just came together and then they just said that I don't think barter trade is something good, right? It's because, like, eventually this thing became very cumbersome and all that. So they had this standard, like gold, silver and everything, because these are rare metals, they are rare artifacts. So everybody saw them as valuable, but actually gold is not valuable. It's just humans that have made it valuable, you know. But gold is just metal. It's just metal that people have seen as, because what is gold? Like, what would it do for you? Like, you just see it and it's beautiful, but what does it do for you? It doesn't do anything for you. So let's now understand something about the banks and how they give out loans and how money can just be created out of nothing. Let's say there are two people in a bank, right? You and I. You have about $1,000 in your account, and I have zero in my account. And I need a loan from the bank. I go to the bank and I ask them for the loan. Now, notice that there's only $1,000 in the account because we are just two. I have zero, you have one. The bank is going to create new money. Let's say I also want $1,000. They're not going to remove the money from your account and give it to me and say that, oh, Ken is going to pay later. No, they are going to create new money. They're just going to update figures in your account that, oh, your account is now 1,000. They just update it. And you know the funny thing? You're going to look for money from somewhere and you're going to pay the bank back. And when you pay them back, they are going to have $1,000. And mind you, someone else is saving $1,000 in this account. So basically, the bank has become richer. They create money out of nothing. They just have the money, you know. So anytime you take loans, you pay back. They are actually making new money from nowhere. Because you go and work and you bring the money to them. You go and work, you bring the. It's like, because I am trusted to give out value, I have now given you a particular value that I expect you to bring that value back to me. So you're going to work somewhere, make that money, come and give it to me. And now you've paid me because I have been trusted as a value provider. That's what money is. And I think it's really flawed. Let me give you another reason why I think money is flawed. I'll drop a certain image here. The top 1% of the entire world own about 96%, if I'm not mistaken, of the entire global money. How? Like, just the top 1% of the entire people in the world. Just 1%. And they own 95% plus of the entire money in the world. So the money that is circulating for us, you and I, is just about 5%. Just about 5% of the entire world's money. So these people who are at the top of the chain, they are the ones controlling what people see as value, because everybody has now, you know, taken their value and given it to them. And I think that We need to wake up out of this, because there are other ways of, you know, trading value. Come to think of, money is just a piece of paper. Just a piece of paper. That's all. So what is money? You know, what is money? Any system that is created by man is flawed. No matter what it is flawed. So what should you value? Don't value money. Like, don't value what men have called money. Like this. Don't value it. Right? Instead, make yourself a person of value. That way you are worth more than a piece of paper. You're worth more than something that is called money. Be the money, be the value, you know. And yeah, there are things that money cannot buy. Something like sleep. Money cannot buy sleep. They can buy a bed, but it cannot buy sleep. People sleep on the floor, but they are very happy. But people have all the money in the world, but they cannot sleep. Money cannot buy health. It can buy medicine, but it can't buy health. Money can buy a house, but it can't buy a home. It can't buy family. These are things that you need to attach value to. Don't go and chase something that people at the top, like the top 1%, have a bad. It's like, I don't know how to put it, but it's like the sand on the floor. They have money in abundance. The money is there. Like, they just use it to direct people. You know, we are like puppets, and then they just try to do it. But when you want to be out of the ordinary, you don't have to be subjected to money. You know, you don't have to be subjected to money. Value your family, value your spirituality, value friendship, value integrity, value things that are beyond money, because the whole concept of money is flawed, right? Yeah, so thank you for listening to my long sermon, and I'll see you again.